The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Immunity Armor Gold is the most advanced immunity-boosting formula you can get in one product. Go to ImmunityArmorGold.com and use the promo code TOD10 to get 10% off. That's ImmunityArmorGold.com, promo code TOD10.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so honored to have you with us today, and I want to say a very big thank you to my good friend Jeff Stein from radio station KXEL. Jeff hopped in yesterday at the very last minute. Still, I'm battling, and folks, if you've been listening to the program, you know I've got a busted ankle, and I'm going to have it fixed later today, have the MRI, and hopefully we get word about surgery. But in it, between now and then, it's a smidge painful, and I'm a bit hobbled. And actually, we have the team has done a terrific job of setting up a temporary studio in my home, which is where we are broadcasting today. And we're going to persevere. I hate being away from you guys. I really do. And Grace Baker, you can attest to that. It feels weird not to be able to hang out with our great friends all over America every day.
But Todd, your health comes first, and you got to get that screw tightened back because it's been loose.
Yes. I've got the loose screw. The loose screw is going to be fixed, and they say at least that loose screw will be fixed. They can't promise anything else, but by golly, they're going to fix that one. So anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun today. We've got a lot of big stories, a lot of great guests coming on the program. I want to start out, though, with a crazy story out on the West Coast. Now, around most of the country, Chick-fil-A is known as the official chicken of Jesus. And for the record, yours truly is the one who coined that phrase back in the day. But it is the reality. It is a Christian-owned company, and everything they do is flavored with their Christian values, including that delicious chicken sandwich they make. Well, out on the West Coast, and they do have Chick-fil-A's out on the West Coast, but that is a fairly recent thing. But back before Chick-fil-A, there's a place called In-N-Out, which is an incredibly popular burger chain out there on the West Coast. It was founded very similar to the way Chick-fil-A was founded. It was founded by a family. It is a privately held company, and it's run by Christians. As a matter of fact, my very first time out in California, I ate at an In-N-Out, and I'm sitting there and I'm eating, you know, the burger and the you get the milkshake and the fries, and I noticed that on the wrappers and the cup, there's a Bible verse inscribed on all of their packaging materials. And I thought that was really clever, and I thought it was really unique, and it's just a very simple way of conveying to their customers, hey, this is who we are, and this is why we do what we do. When we go out there, and as a person of faith, it doesn't matter if you're a radio host or a construction worker or you work at In-N-Out, you're going to go out there, and every single day, you are going to do your job to the very best of your ability. You're going to make the best doggone hamburger in all of America because you're doing it not for yourself. You're doing it for a much higher power. And I, for me as a customer, I can relate to that. And so the folks over at In-N-Out are, you know, they run their business based on Christian values and precepts and teachings, and I love that. Well, the other day, there was an incident at an In-N-Out burger chain the In-N-Out burger in Fisherman's Wharf. I have been there before when I was on vacation in San Francisco a few years back. It's just right there, a very big tourist area. And there was a problem. A bunch of government agents from the San Francisco Department of Health showed up at the In-N-Out burger chain. And they immediately ordered the restaurant to shut down. And here's the reason why. They said, again, this is from the San Francisco Department of Public Health. They said the restaurant chain was in violation of the law because they refused to ask customers to turn over their vaccine papers. Now, the law in San Francisco is very simple. And this was an edict issued by Mayor London Breed. That's the actual name of the mayor and not a men's fragrance cologne. London Breed said that you, as a restaurant owner, you must demand to see and verify the vaccination status of every person that comes into your restaurant. Well, In-N-Out had a problem with that, and they said, we are not going to comply. They've got over 358 restaurants around the country, and they are not going to do that. And so In-N-Out, I was talking to their PR folks late last night, and they said, hey, here's a statement you can use. We're trying to get the owner of In-N-Out on the program, and that may happen, so stay tuned. But here's a statement they sent in response to being forced to shut down their restaurant. They said, we fiercely disagree with any government dictate that forces a private company to discriminate against customers who choose to patronize their business. This is clear governmental overreach and is intrusive, improper, and offensive. And by the way, that's not the only In-N-Out restaurant that was targeted. There were several others in the Bay Area. In-N-Out goes on to say in the statement they sent to us, after closing our restaurant, local regulators informed us our restaurant associates must actively intervene by demanding proof of vaccination and photo identification from every customer, then act as enforcement personnel by barring entry for any customers without the proper documentation. And the company says they're just not going to do that. They said that their store properly and clearly posted signage to communicate the local vaccination requirements. And let me stop here for just a moment. And the company did the right thing here. The company is saying it's not our responsibility. It is the individual's responsibility. And here's what I love about In-N-Out. This is the message they sent to City Hall. We refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. It is unreasonable, invasive, and unsafe to force our restaurant associates to segregate customers into those who may be served and those who may not, whether based on the documentation they carry or any other reason. And they said, we're just not going to do it. We're not going to comply. So all the restaurants have been shut down for indoor dining, but In-N-Out is able to serve hamburgers outside, and that's exactly what they're doing. And I suspect if you go to the San Francisco In-N-Out right now, you would find a line around the corner. Todd, it's breakfast. Yeah, the hamburgers are that good. They're that good. Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. Have you ever had the joy of eating an In-N-Out hamburger?
No.
Grace.
I know.
We have got to get you educated.
I've never had the opportunity.
We need to make you we've got to make you a worldly woman, Grace Baker. We've got to send you to California just so you can try that delicious In-N-Out burger. And, you know, I finally figured out what that special, there's something about the In-N-Out burger, and I never could put my finger on it, but now I know what it is. It's not some sort of an exotic spice. You know what it is, Grace Baker? It's freedom. That's why they taste so good. They're freedom burgers and freedom fries.
Freedom just tastes different. It's taste level.
Well, I will say this. It is a good thing that In-N-Out did this, and my hat is off to them. I say congratulations, In-N-Out. You did the right thing. And this is the point, ladies and gentlemen. You got to stand together. You got to stand together. Now, I want you to think about something. Maybe, just maybe, instead of harassing law-abiding business owners, the health department there in San Francisco should focus on a more pressing issue, like all of the dirty needles that litter the playgrounds and the beaches. Or maybe the police department could intervene in all of these looters that are out there pillaging and plundering local stores and Walgreens and Targets. Or better yet, maybe they could spend their time cleaning up the piles of human waste that have been dumped on public sidewalks. But they don't have time to do that because they're over at In-N-Out Burgers trying to bully people. It's unbelievable. But folks, we've got to take a stand. That's what we've got to do, and that's what they did. And so I say congratulations to In-N-Out because they are setting an example for the rest of the country. By the way, you know who else is setting an incredible example? Our good friends up at the Seattle Police Department, Fire Department, first responders by the dozens, refusing to comply with the demands. Many have been fired, some have resigned, but they left their boots. The state troopers left their hats on the steps of City Hall as a way of saying, we will not comply. Now, I do want to urge you to do this and pay very close attention here, folks. Many of you have reached out to me and said, Todd, what do I do? My recommendation is do not resign. Make them fire you. Make them fire you. Because that way you do have a legal leg to stand on moving forward. So, folks, we're gonna regroup here, take a break. Very interested to know your reaction to what's happening around the country as people are beginning to rise up and stand back. By the way, Southwest Airlines yesterday announced they are now backing off of their mandatory vaccine policy. And why is that? Why did Southwest? Folks, it's very simple. They realized, wow, we can't fly airplanes if we don't have pilots and flight attendants and mechanics. The people at Southwest Airlines stood together. They didn't have to burn anything down, didn't have to beat anybody up. All they had to do was take a stand and say no to the government tyranny, no to Joe Biden, and no to the executives at Southwest Airlines. So give us a call here, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstearns.com. We have video of the police officers and firefighters bringing their boots and leaving them at Seattle City Hall. You got to watch this video. It's absolutely incredible. And also, folks, we want to encourage you to sign up right now for our awesome podcast. Now one of the top conservative podcast in all of America, more than 1 million subscribers. That's on you. That's because of you. And we just thank you so much for joining our cause here. We call it our great big radio front porch, and that's what we do, noon to 3 Eastern, Monday through Friday. Got to take a break. We'll be right back, America.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Now is your chance to enter to win one of 6 signed photos of President Trump. These were hand-signed by the president, and soon one could be hanging in your house. When President Trump signed these photos, he wanted to make sure all his supporters had the chance to get one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You'll get an exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this opportunity, folks. Our contest ends soon. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. We're broadcasting from the home studio today, but you know what? It is business as usual. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. This item just coming in from New York City. All New York City employees, you guys are going to have until October 29th to get your first China virus vaccine shot. And then the opt-out portion will be eliminated. And anybody who refuses will be placed on unpaid leave. Mayor Bill de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio, says if you choose not to get vaccinated, you have the right to go on unpaid leave. The bottom line is we're not going to pay people unless they're vaccinated. So what do you do at that point? What do you do if you're an employee in a New York City and you don't want to get vaccinated? Do you find another job? You do not resign, or do you get fired? What do you do? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. But again, going back to what we saw happen over in Seattle and now in Chicago, and by the way, we're understanding the New York City Police Union is going to file a lawsuit to stop this mandate from being implemented. When you stand up to these leftist fascist bullies, they will back down. These people are gutless cowards, and that's why it is imperative that we stand up and fight these people. And they are everywhere, folks. They're not just in New York and Chicago and Seattle. They are everywhere. And that's why we've got to take a stand here. We have to take a stand. By the way, our good friends over at First Liberty Institute, they're going to join us in just a few moments because there is a major story developing in the U.S. Navy where the military is playing hardball. And they're telling these service members, not only are you going to face a dishonorable discharge, we're going to take away any kind of a pension. We're going to make you repay all of your salary. I mean, they are throwing the book at these folks who serve in the military. And I have to imagine, especially our folks over in North Carolina near the military bases over there, you guys know how bad it is that the military is playing hardball like this. You just can't tolerate this kind of stuff, folks. You just cannot tolerate it. By the way, I want to read this to you. This is coming from a police chief in Georgia. His name is Jimmy Banks. He has just stepped down. He says, "My time as police chief has come to an end. There are some things worth fighting for, even if it means walking out the door. Please pray for the city, as 75% of the police officers have left with me. Pray for all of us to find where God wants us to be. Thank you all." And maybe that's what it's going to take. I mean, the crime in America is off the charts. And now you have, and I want you to just think about this for a moment. Now you have people like Lori Lesbian Lightfoot in Chicago, who accused the unvaccinated police officers of inducing an insurrection. Now, you think about this for a minute. In their minds, in the minds of the Democrat, they believe the greater threat to America is not the criminal who's going in and pillaging and plundering the Walgreens in San Francisco. That the greater threat is not the criminal thugs that are out there shooting people dead in the streets. And we've seen this happen. I mean, folks, the FBI says the crime rate in the United States of America, just in murders, up 30%. Why do you think that is? It's because they're dealing with all of the police departments. They're refusing to give the police officers the resources they need to protect and to serve. That's the problem. But the Democrats believe the greater threat is not the criminal element in America. No, 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 no. They believe that the greater threat facing the United States is an unvaccinated police officer. You let that sink in for just a moment. That's why they're cracking down and getting rid of these police officers. It is a very dangerous time in America right now, very unsettled. And I can tell you, living in Memphis, Tennessee, population 1.4 million, where we have a higher crime rate than New York City. It is that dangerous and that deadly. And the reason why is very simple. The Democrats who control us don't want us to be safe. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We'll be right back. I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible. And best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100. But thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from our Liberty University studios. It is an honor to be with you today. We've got a lot going on all over America. Hey, by the way, our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a developing story that is unfolding before our very eyes. 40 Navy SEALs who have religious objections to taking the China virus vaccine are now being threatened with losing their careers if they do not get vaccinated. Well, fortunately, they turned to some good friends of ours. That would be First Liberty Institute. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Mike Barry. Mike, good to have you with us. What's going on here?
It's always good to be with you, Todd. What's going on is just as you said. You know, First Liberty Institute represents 40 U.S. Navy SEALs, our nation's elite fighting force. But right now, instead of fighting America's enemies, they are fighting for their careers and their livelihoods and their freedom.
Mike, tell me about how you guys came into contact with these folks, the events leading up to representing these guys.
Well, as word began to spread throughout the Department of Defense that the president had issued this vaccine mandate and that the Secretary of Defense had then, you know, began setting timelines for the various services, I can't even remember how I got into contact with them. I think it was one of them reached out to me and said, "Hey, I'm a Navy SEAL. I've got a lot of other, you know, buddies in the SEALs. We are subject to this, but it's really worse than people are even aware of, because what they're telling the SEALs is, even if your religious exemption is approved, because every one of the SEALs we represent, you know, is asking for a religious exemption. They have a sincere religious objection to the vaccine, and he said we've been told that we'll be removed from the SEALs even if our exemption is granted. Some of us have already had to turn in our, you know, the SEAL pin, the famous legendary trident that they wear and that they have to earn the right to wear on their uniform, and some of them have been told to turn it in. And then it really became a case of you know, one hit after the other, because then the Navy said issued an order saying if you're not vaccinated, neither the service member nor their dependents, so that means spouses and children, are allowed to travel. And here we are coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas season. And for spouses and children to learn that they're not going to be able to go home to visit family and relatives and loved ones, That's terrible. And then just last week, the Navy then issued another directive saying, if you ask for a religious exemption and it's not granted, the Navy can begin immediate proceedings to separate you. And, oh, by the way, they can begin asking for recoupment of training money spent on you. And for the average Navy SEAL, the Navy spends about $2 million to train them. I mean, who has that kind of money laying around?
Mike, this is absolutely vindictive and disgusting that they would threaten these American heroes in such a way. And it's bad enough that they're telling these guys that, you know what, you're not going to be able to go visit your sick grandma in the hospital, or you won't be able to go home for Thanksgiving. But then to turn around and say, not only are we going to kick you out, not only will you be shamed in that way, we're going to send you a bill for the training. Have you ever, and I know you are a military veteran, Mike, have you ever heard of such a thing happening within the ranks of the military?
I've heard of it happening in China and North Korea, but never in this country. You know, to me, this is nothing more than an ideological purge that's happening within our military, because the DOD knows that the vast majority of people who have not yet been vaccinated, they haven't been vaccinated because they have a religious objection. And this is a very convenient way for the Pentagon to identify who those people are and to get rid of them. Because all they really want are people who are, they want robots who are just absolutely compliant with everything that they say. And guess what? Navy SEALs are famous for learning how to be independent operators, right? They operate in small teams. They have to make decisions for themselves. And our clients, these 40 SEALs collectively, Todd, they have more than 350 years of military service, more than 100 combat deployments among them. And these are the guys you want to kick out? I mean, meanwhile, China is firing hypersonic weapons around the globe, and Iran is trying to build a nuclear weapon, and yet we're telling Navy SEALs, yeah, instead of defending us from those threats, we're trying to get rid of you. So it is absolutely vindictive, as you said, and it's just religious hostility. There's nothing else to describe it.
Now, Mike, the argument that a lot of people are using out there, well, these guys, they have to get vaccinated for all this other stuff, so what's the big deal here?
Well, first of all, everybody has their own religious beliefs, right? Sincerely held religious beliefs, those are personal. There's not a government-issued religious belief. And second, our military has a long history of accommodating religious beliefs, even when there is a policy that says everybody has to do this, right? Most folks probably don't know that you can actually ask the military medical providers to give you an alternative vaccine that doesn't violate your religious beliefs. Just like, you know, I'll throw out a couple of other examples of where the military really goes out of its way to accommodate religious diversity. If you're a Muslim, you can ask for a halal MRE. So these are the military rations that we use. To say, look, I can't eat pork. Can you give me one that doesn't use pork? Or you can, if you're a Jewish service member, you can ask for a kosher one. History also shows, I mean, if anybody's seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge, we all know the story of Desmond Doss, they tried to court-martial him, just as they might even do with these SEALs. Why? Because he said, I can't carry a weapon because of my religious beliefs. And the Army finally came to its senses and found a way for Desmond Doss to serve without violating his conscience and his religious beliefs. And what did he do? He went on to receive the Medal of Honor by saving 70 lives during World War II. So we were able to figure this out in many other contexts historically. We should be able to do so here for these warriors and not force them to choose between their faith and serving their country.
Mike, real quick here, have you been hearing reports from other branches of the military of similar things being threatened against troops?
Absolutely. I mean, it is spread across all four branches of the service. And I will say, I think that what's happening to these SEALs is a little bit worse, but some of the horror stories I'm hearing from others are almost as bad. So it is across all four branches of the military without question.
All right, folks, Mike Barry on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our Liberty University studios. Mike, what you mentioned, what you described just a few moments ago, that was the accommodation. I mean, they were accommodating these people because of their religious beliefs, and you would think they would be able to do the same thing here.
Yeah, there's no reason why they can't. They provide exemptions for other things. There's medical exemptions available. If you're pregnant, you can get an exemption. So why are they treating religion and religious freedom like it has second-class status, because guess what? It doesn't. It's in the Constitution. So, you know, the last thing I'll say, Todd, is I know we're short on time, but these guys, I mean, they are brave warriors, but they've been muzzled and silenced. And right now, First Liberty Institute is the only voice they have. So if people can go to firstliberty.org, you can help us stand up for these warriors to make sure that they're able to continue their mission of defending our freedom.
All right, Mike, good work, and I want you to keep us updated here. We have a large audience within the ranks of the military that listen, and I think you just gave them all great encouragement here, and we appreciate you standing up and standing alongside and fighting for our heroes. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Mike Berry, folks, First Liberty Institute, and what a horrible story. It's bad enough that they're going to dishonorably discharge these guys, but then to turn around and to say, you know what, we're also going to force you to pay for all of the training that you went through to become a Navy SEAL. And that training cost, what, $2 billion. So you can either write a check or give us a credit card, and we'll be glad to settle the bill. That's unacceptable, ladies and gentlemen. That is unacceptable. And we want to know, if you have a loved one, maybe you are serving in the military, and you are faced with a very similar decision, I want you to reach out to us. You can do it on our social media pages. I check those every single day, and we want to help you and at least put you in touch with the folks who can help you to fight for your rights. That's what this is really all about. And, you know, this is, you know, we talk about the rubber meeting the road. Well, the rubber really is meeting the road now. Our friends over at Alliance Defending Freedom, and by the way, we are in the middle of a month-long radiothon to support our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. They've just filed a lawsuit challenging two Biden administration mandates that force religious nonprofits and for-profit employers to pay for gender transition surgeries. This is nuts. Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys were in federal court yesterday. They were asking for the immediate halt of enforcement of these mandates. They filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Christian Employers Alliance. Now, ADF Senior Counsel Matt Bowman says President Biden has overreached his constitutional authority. He says the government cannot force Christian employers to pay for harmful medical procedures that contradict our religious beliefs. Let me give you an example of this. Many of you know Dr. James Dobson, Focus on the Family. This policy, this mandate from the Biden administration would force Dr. Dobson and his Christian ministry to pay for gender transition surgeries. It's not right. And that's why we've got to support Alliance Defending Freedom. They've got to win this case. And I need you to go right now to toddstarns.com and click on the ADF banner. It says, it's very clear. It says, donate now. Click on that banner. And we want you to join the cause to help ADF fight all sorts of cases just like this one. Now, I've been telling you all month on this radio program, your freedoms could easily face an attack. And here we are right now. ADF is gearing up for the battle, but they need our help to cover the cost. I just made another donation a few days ago, and I hope you do the same. All we're asking, we want you to consider a $100 donation to the Freedom Fund, or you can give your gift by phone, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. Folks, we are so incredibly close to meeting our goal, and we want to do that today. And the best way to do that, go to toddstarns.com and click on that ADF banner. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400.
I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, a little bit of breaking news out of Florida. This is fascinating. So we've been following this. Remember the YouTube star? And she's been missing. They found her body. And now the boyfriend, Brian Laundry, there's been quite the search for him. Gabby Petito is her name. So now we're getting word out of Northport, Florida, that a coroner has been requested at a site where Brian Laundry's belongings were found. You know, he's been missing for a long time. He's one of these survivalist guys. And they're saying that they found a bunch of his belongings in a very wooded area. Right now, there are a couple of police cars that are blocking things off. And they have requested a coroner. So you can read into that what you want to, but maybe they found this guy, or maybe an alligator found the guy. I don't know. But he is wanted in connection to the murder of Gabby Petito. What a weird story that is. But, man, people have been all over this story. Bad news for Netflix. I don't put me on the church prayer list here, folks, but I'm a big Dave Chappelle fan. He's a funny guy, and his comedy specials crack me up, and the guy offends everybody, and that's the whole point of comedy. You're gonna offend people, and he really has some very unkind things to say about white folks too. But it's funny, and so. I heard all this controversy about Dave Chappelle. He had ticked off just about every transgender person in America. And so I thought, well, I better watch this special. So here I am, laid up. I'm bedridden. I can't get out of the house. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to watch the special. I better watch the Dave Chappelle Netflix special. So I did. And I'm watching, and I'm laughing, and I'm like, it was hilarious stuff. And Grace, I can't for the life of me understand why the transgender community is so upset about any of this.
I mean, look, Todd, the woke crowd has already ruined comedy a long time ago.
Oh, no doubt about that. And have you ever watched Dave Chappelle?
I've seen some bits and pieces, but not a whole special.
Well, I'm telling you, these transgender folks, the activist side, and I think I know one transgender person, but the activists are mean and dangerous. Oof. And they will come after you. And so they're trying to cancel Dave Chappelle, and I think that's the wrong play here, because Dave Chappelle's not going to put up that nonsense. So anyway, one of the transgender people on staff at Netflix, they barged into a meeting, and they're like, how dare you? This is horrible. And so that person was fired. There has now been and Netflix was originally standing up for Dave Chappelle. Now Netflix is backing down, and they're saying they made a mistake by defending Dave Chappelle.
Why am I not surprised?
You know, does somebody – what happened to having the courage to standing up for what you believe in? Against the rampaging mob. That's what I want to know.
And let me just say, I've seen a lot of offensive things on Netflix. You know what I mean? Like, just stuff that's totally inappropriate and super weird. And the fact that they're like, well, we might cancel this comedy special. I'm like, well, you need to cancel some of your other shows on there then, if you're going by that, because there's way more offensive stuff.
Yes, there is. And here's my recommendation to all of you sensitive little snowflakes and the transgender crowd. By and large, you look at them the wrong way, you know, they're going to come after you. But by golly, you try to misgender those people or use what they call the dead name. So, and I had to look that up, Grace. I had no idea what a dead name is. But, let's just say that you go by Larry. That's your birth name that your mom and your biological mom and your biological dad gave you. Not like Mayor Pete and his husband. But if you do it the regular way, the way God intended, male and female, mommy and daddy making a baby, your name Larry. And you decide you want to be transgender, so now you're going to become, I don't know, what's a good female name? Gladys. So you go from Larry to Gladys. Larry is your dead name. And if you use the dead names, I mean, they'll take you to court. They will cut you over stuff like that, Grace Baker. But here's my thought, and I will just, this is a great way to end this first hour of the show. We've got tons of guests coming your way, including our good friend Andy Biggs. If you got a problem with what Dave Chappelle has to say about transgender people, the alphabet people, white people, Asian people, black people, if you got a problem with what Dave Chappelle has to say, there's a very easy solution. Just change the channel. Don't watch. Jeez, hello, America. All right, got to take a break. Great first hour. More coming your way. Don't go anywhere. Download that podcast over at ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. I nearly sneezed on you, America. My apologies. Hey, we are broadcasting from our beautiful Liberty University studio. The studio has been moved for ankle surgery, and I certainly hope that you guys will be a little patient with us as we make this transition. And sooner, hopefully the next couple of weeks, I'll be as good as new, and we'll be back to normal. But we're nevertheless having a great time here. A couple of breaking news items to share with you. The coroner has been called to a location in Northport, Florida, where they have found items belonging to the boyfriend of Gabby Petito, the YouTube star. We're going to be keeping you updated on that. Also, a few moments ago, Mayor Bill de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio, throwing down the gauntlet to all New York City workers. Let's take a listen. Okay, we may not have that audio ready, but there we go.
We did the vaccinator test option, but it hasn't gotten us where we need to go. So we say, vaccinate. If you choose not to, you have the right to go on unpaid leave. We're going to work with your union to figure out what happens next. But the bottom line is we're not going to pay people unless they're vaccinated. They don't lose their jobs. They can correct and come back. I think that's compassion. I think that's right. But the bottom line is 96% of our education employees did it. 96% of our healthcare workers did it. It's time for everyone else.
All right, there you go, folks. I want to go down right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us our good friend, Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus from the great state of Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, hope you're doing well.
Thanks, Todd. I am doing well. It's good to be with you.
Well, Congressman, before we jump into what's happening at Homeland Security and the Justice Department, I want to get your reaction to what's happening around the country, where it does seem like people are beginning to stand up and fight back, whether it's the In-N-Out hamburger chain in California, these first responders in Seattle, and now we're getting word that maybe the New York City Police Department Union is going to file a lawsuit against de Blasio. People have really had it with these mandates coming from the governments.
Yeah, and the reality is, I listened to that clip there, and that's an outrageous clip. what he was trying to do is justify an abuse of someone's choice and freedom with regard to their own decisions. I mean, there's nothing that allows that constitutionally or statutorily. And there, by the way, it's really problematic in the sense that you're putting down a general law, general rule, when an individual may have either a medical reason not to, maybe a religious reason not to. There may be any number of reasons not to get this vaccine. But how about the most basic one is I choose not to get the vaccine. And, it's outrageous what's happening. And good for all the people that are standing up. Southwest Airlines looks like they got a temporary reprieve. They won. And some of these others, I'm really pleased to see American people standing up and fighting them.
I am too, Congressman, and it's not just, you know, with these mandates. So we're seeing the same thing happening in school boards all over America. And I wrote a book about this back in 2019. My grave concern is that the radical changes that are happening in this country really are not coming from Washington. They're actually coming from the public school classrooms. And until we get a handle on that, we're not going to be able to fix anything that's broken in Washington.
Amen to that. I tell people all the time, you fix this stuff at the state and local level, but in particular, where we're seeing the indoctrination that's going on in K-12 education and also in post-secondary education, that's really what's that institution's been taken over and co-opted by the left. It's got a stranglehold on it. And that's why, you know, just coincidentally, that's why Joe Biden is saying, well, you know, in this big spending package we have now, we're going to take kids at pre-K and run them all the way up through grade 20. So they want to have them. They want to have your kid for 21 years so they can indoctrinate him and give him all that at federal expense.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line in our Liberty University studios, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona. Congressman, word came out from House Judiciary a few hours ago. The number of illegals taken into custody along the southern border just in 2021, the fiscal year 2021, more than 1.7 million. I'm curious to know how many of those people are still in the country. Regardless, there's no way the country can handle this number of illegals.
Yeah, so don't forget that we had probably just under a million legal entrants. And then you have 1.7 million apprehensions of illegal aliens. And then another half a million or so of gotaways, people who got away, and we don't know who they are, where they are in the country. And, you know, we just found out the Biden administration has been sneaking unaccompanied minors and flying them all over the country. And the country simply can't handle it. And you've got 95,000 people gathered in Southern Mexico. And they said they're ready to come up. They're going to leave Sunday to start toward the border. You got 10,000 a day crossing the border, more than 10,000 a day now. It's impossible for us to allow this to continue.
I was I want to switch gears for a moment. I was at the bank a few days ago. I was out doing a book tour through California, and we had some really good book sales, so I had to make a deposit. Many people prefer to pay cash. And so I'm at the bank. And I just asked, I said, so what is the procedure here, you know, with the government plan? Because they want to be alerted anytime there's more than $600 in cash deposited into bank accounts. Fortunately, my bank says, well, it's business as usual for us. We're not reporting anything right now. This is a big problem. Am I wrong to be concerned about this, Congressman?
No, you're very wise to be concerned. I hope all your listeners are too. Look, in this new bill, they're giving $80 billion to hire new IRS agents, and one of their tasks will be to look and examine these types of transactions so they can go after it. Now, that's a Fourth Amendment violation, in my opinion. They're basically seizing your information, your financial information, the bank's financial information. There's no probable cause to believe you've committed any crime at all. Imagine people who are paying rent, $602 they pay rent. You know, next thing you know, the federal government's looking and snooping around. And if it keeps up like this, it's going to cost you over $600 to buy a grocery cart full of food. So they want to have access to your life. It's the surveillance state, and they want to use it ultimately to control every American and every aspect of your life. We're living in George Orwell's 1984. That's kind of where we're living right now.
No, I think you're absolutely right. By the way, new polling data out showing Joe Biden's approval rating at an all-time new low, 37%. My question is, what's wrong with those people?
Well, they must be beneficiaries of the of Big Brother Biden's big government state. I mean, that's all I can figure. But it'll eventually go down because they will not want to be surveilled. I mean, they don't want to be watched. They want to live their lives too, even if they're beneficiaries of big government.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always great information, and we always appreciate you coming on the program. Thanks again.
Thanks, Todd. Take care of yourself, man.
All right, thank you. Congressman Andy Biggs, ladies and gentlemen, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. And again, I apologize for the delay there. This is part of the process of just being from a remote location, but I think we were able to understand exactly what the congressman was telling us. It is a mess. This New York City rule, and folks, I just cannot overstate how dangerous this is. The mayor is basically saying, you get the jab or you get out. That working for the city is a privilege. And if you don't want to get the jab, fine, you're not going to get a paycheck. That is, it is not that far of a stretch to imagine the government saying, okay, fine, you don't want to get the jab, you don't get to walk into a grocery store anymore. This is where we are. Look at what's happening right now in Australia. Look at what's happening across Europe. And the people there are fighting back, and they are taking to the streets. By and large, most people here in America, we're not doing that. But if you do not pay attention to this, and if you do not deal with this, and this is why I'm so glad I moved out of New York City and moved back to the free state of Tennessee, because I just don't think the immigrant community understands all of their freedoms. And I think they will comply with all of this because they're used to this kind of Marxism and fascism in the countries they escape from. So for them, this is normal. Why would we question the government? That's the mentality of many of these people who now live in New York City. But going right back, ladies and gentlemen, right back to the issue at hand, 1.7 million illegal aliens in 2021. You don't think the Democrats are trying to change the face of this country? Tucker Carlson catches so much flack in the mainstream media, but he's actually right about this. This is about replacing the current people who live here and the current people who decide what we do and how we live our lives with another group of people who hate America, who do not understand our way of life, or quite frankly, don't care about our way of life. Now, many years ago, and I say this a lot on this program, but it's worth repeating. Many years ago, when you would have, let's say, a million people from one country coming into another country without that country's permission, violating their sovereignty, overrunning their borders, we used to call that an invasion. We used to fight wars over stuff like that. But now, we welcome all of the invaders with gift baskets and debit cards and voter registration guides for the Democrat Party. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
You know, folks, it is such a great honor to be able to hang out with you every day, noon to 3 Eastern. We have the best audience in all of talk radio. We really do. And you guys, you send us the kind words. You send us very awesome gifts in the mail, all sorts of just great things. And we're always so thankful and so appreciative of all the things that you have to say, the funny jokes. You're just an awesome group. And we also are so deeply moved that there are companies out there that want to support what we do here. And that's one of the reasons we're able to give you some as much free stuff as possible, whether it be the daily newsletter that comes out or the podcast. By the way, 1 million people now subscribing, and we want you to subscribe to those things, and it doesn't cost you a penny, and you can do that at toddstearns.com. But the reason we're able to do that is because of our awesome sponsors, folks like Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And I am a customer. I love their phone, and I love their plan. And they've got it. By the way, they have a plan for every budget, no matter how big or how small. And that's because they care about you as a customer. You're not just a nameless, faceless person. You've got a name with these folks. They share our beliefs, and they donate money to organizations that we care about, and especially pro-life organizations. And that means a lot to me. And that's one of the reasons why we appreciate the work they do. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now and use the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. Again, they've got a plan to fit any budget. And if you are a veteran or first responder, they're going to give you even more discounts. And it's super easy to switch. All you need to do, go to patriotmobile.com and use my promo code Todd, and they're going to hook you up with these great discounts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. So, Grace, I know that you're just like, you haven't even had your 10-year high school graduation yet, have you?
Todd, I haven't even been out of school 5 years.
Wow, geez, Alou, you're just a child. Just a child.
Basically.
Well, Grace, one of these days there will be reunions.
Yes.
And you will finally remember like homecoming and prom and all that kind of stuff, right?
You know, I was homeschooled, but sure.
Ish. Well, I mean, did you have a prom?
It was called a senior banquet, but we turned it into prom. It wasn't the greatest thing, let me tell you. There was a DJ, though.
Well, okay, this story is not turning... The segue into this story is not turning out like I thought it was going to be.
Sorry. Again, you're working with a homeschooler. Anything with school, it's going to be a little rough.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the deal. Well, you ought to be counting your blessings that you had a homeschool prom, because in Vermont, there is a high school, South Burlington High School. They had a homecoming football game just the other day, and they turned the halftime show into a drag show. And it was bad enough that they had kids out there. And so, and we're not talking about like cross drag. We're talking about it was drag, full-blown drag, boys wearing gowns, wigs, makeup. And it wasn't just the students, Grace. It was also the faculty members. This was all part of the Gender Sexuality Alliance at Burlington High School. And Ezra Toten is a student leader. And Ezra says, things went amazing, fabulous. The stands were completely packed. It was just so heartwarming.
I'm sure it was.
So anyway, they were parading around singing something called Rainbow Rain.
Oh, gosh.
Todrick Hall, not familiar. And they paraded around and danced and showed their support for LGBTQ alphabet people. An English teacher came up with the idea, Andrew LaValle.
Of course it was the
And
English
he said that, oh, wait, this is so stereotypical. He said, we had some people that are pretty involved in theater come in and talk about how to put on a persona.
Oh, no.
You got to have the theater. LaValle says he was inspired by Lady Macbeth and Marie Antoinette. He was wearing a burgundy gown and wig.
Very nice.
Mr. LaValle, yeah, this is your English teacher now. Here we go. The athletic director said that maybe it would be great to hold the show at homecoming. So what better way? Can you imagine, though, all the questions that the little children would have? You know, they're there to watch a football game with marching bands and cheerleaders. And then you got the English teacher, you know, prancing around in a ball gown. It's like, what's up with that, America? All right, got to take a break. I don't even want to know who the homecoming king and queen were. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today as we maneuver through some pretty crazy stories. One of them involves the Biden administration, and they have issued mandates that would force doctors to perform gender transition procedures on any patient, including a child, even if the procedure violates a doctor's medical judgment or religious beliefs. This is absolutely insane. And it's because of stories like this and cases like this that Alliance Defending Freedom is so vitally important. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Lines in our Liberty University studios. We are honored to have with us Dr. Michelle Critella, who is the Executive Director of the American College of Pediatricians, and Alliance Defending Freedom attorney Ryan Bangert. Guys, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Todd.
So, Michelle, I'm going to start with you, Michelle, and there's a little bit of a delay, so my apologies here. But, Michelle, I want you to tell us basically what the mandate would force doctors to do.
Sure. Biden's HHS mandate will force doctors to violate our oath to first do no harm in a couple ways, most significantly with children. It will require doctors to take gender-confused children, even as young as 8 years old, and put them on dangerous puberty blockers, and then between the ages of 8 and 16, put them on dangerous cross-sex hormones. These are drugs that will sterilize children. And then furthermore, as the kids, these drugs have the effect of locking kids in right into their gender confusion. So as these kids get older, into their older teens, most of them then request so-called gender transition surgeries. So we're talking about 13, 14, and 15-year-old girls getting double mastectomies. These are mutilating surgeries that can never be reversed.
So, doctor, I'm curious, over, you know, let's say the past 15 or 20 years, has there been a massive uptick in the number of children wanting these kinds of surgeries or parents wanting these kinds of surgeries for their kids?
So in the short answer is yes. This is happening around the world in all Western countries, not just the United States. We're talking about a 4,000% increase in less than 10 years, of a 4,000% increase of children,
wow,
especially girls, presenting to gender clinics wanting hormones and or surgeries.
So why do you think that is? Are we talking about, is this some sort of a genetic thing, or is this more of a political or cultural phenomenon?
There are studies that are very supportive of this being a cultural phenomenon. This is predominantly socially induced, a social contagion, and you can see this if it has been graphed out, looking at when each of the different social media platforms were launched, there was a concomitant spike in both girls and boys, but especially girls, developing this gender confusion. In addition, we have very good studies to demonstrate that these kids who do have do present with gender confusion typically have psychological illness that comes on, that is underlying. It comes on before the kids even have gender confusion. So this is a combination of psychology and you know, the social culture, which everywhere you turn is pushing adult transgenderism and, you know, their special rights, so to speak.
And this is where I want to bring in Ryan Bangert from Alliance Defending Freedom. Ryan, I felt it's important for people to understand this is not some sort of a medical phenomenon. This is a cultural issue we're dealing with here, which I think why it's all the more important for the doctors to be able to at least address these kinds of issues in their practices, and for the Biden administration to come in and say, no, you can't do that. I'm glad you guys have stepped up to the plate here.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you know, the Biden administration has no place telling physicians how to practice medicine, and doing so in this case based on a very radical ideology that denies the reality of biological sex. It's just astounding. And baking that into federal law, and I know you had Dr. Davis from Cal State Ozarks on last week, now Dr. Cretella and ACTs. We're just seeing this all throughout federal law, this radical notion of redefining and denying the reality of biological sex. And it hurts real people. And you cannot deny the fact that Dr. Cretella just discussed that this implementation of a radical ideology in federal law is having real-world impact on kids. And Dr. Cretella spoke to this very eloquently. The federal government has no place forcing this agenda on doctors.
So, Ryan, you guys are involved here. And what I find fascinating about Alliance Defending Freedom, the cases you guys represent, and one of the reasons we are involved in this radiothon this month to help raise money for Alliance Defending Freedom, is that you guys cover your case. You don't charge for your legal work. It's done pro bono. And that's where it's incumbent upon all of our listeners to get involved to help defend these good and decent people that are coming under attack.
We do, and all credit to Dr. Cretella, ACP, Catholic Medical Association, our good clients in this case, for stepping forward with courage to take on the federal government. But we could not do it without those who contribute to our cause sacrificially out of their own funds, whether that be a dollar, $1,000, or $1 million. I mean, every single penny counts. And we could not do this without our supporters, because we provide these legal services for free all of our clients.
And doctor, I want to come back to you again here. What is the concern, the chief concern you're hearing from people in the medical community about this issue?
Their chief concern is that they will be forced to sterilize and maim children. And they won't do that. They will, this mandate would drive many of them out of the field. It's that simple, because doctors will be put in a position of choosing between harming children or not working in medicine.
All right. Folks, now you understand, and I hope you understand what we're dealing with here and why it is so vitally important that we get engaged and involved and equip Alliance Defending Freedom with the resources they need to fight these kinds of cases. We're going to tell you how to do that in just a moment. I do want to say thank you so much to Dr. Cretella, Executive Director of the American College of Pediatricians, and Ryan Bangert, who is an attorney with Alliance Defending Freedom. Thank you both. Folks, if you would like to join the effort, it is very simple. And as you heard Ryan say, many of us, we can donate $5, $10, $15, $25. Others of you have been incredibly blessed, and you're able to give $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. Every bit helps. And we are coming up. The end of the month is very near. And we want to be able to hit our goal and exceed that goal. because we've got to stand alongside these doctors who don't want to be put in the position of having to decide, am I going to be a doctor or do I follow the Obama rules and regulations and maim this child? And as you heard Dr. Curtella say, many doctors simply will not do that. So this is on us. We have got to provide ADF with the resources they need to fight these kinds of cases. Go to toddstearns.com right now and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. You will see it. It's right there in your face. It says donate now. And you will be able to join the cause as we raise much-needed funding for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. Unbelievable story, folks. And as you heard the doctor say, this is nothing. We're not talking about evolution here. We're not talking about some sort of a medical phenomenon. A 4,000% increase. This is being conditioned at the public school level. They are trying to confuse children about who they are. They're trying to confuse kids about whether or not they are a boy or a girl or something else. And that's not right, and we've got to put a stop to it. And we've got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Hope things are going good in your neighborhood. Coming up in the next hour, wow, this is going to be crazy. We're going to be talking to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's going to be here to weigh in on these crackdowns all over the country. Also, we're going to talk to a veteran TV broadcaster out of St. Louis, KMOV-TV, leaving the job after 10 years, and it's a fascinating story, and we're looking forward to hearing what she has to say. That's all coming up in the next hour of the show. By the way, this just in, apparently Joe Manchin is on the verge of leaving the Democrat Party, and Manchin is going to become an independent. That's the reporting, at least right now. We'll keep you updated if anything becomes official. Another big story today we are following. Senate Republicans are expected to block action on voting rights legislation. So we'll see how that goes. And we could be on the verge of another issue with the filibuster. So we'll keep you updated on those stories as well. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, Grace Baker, I don't know if you were aware, but today is National Personal Pronoun Day.
Wait, what? Didn't know this existed.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've got like... I mean, they have, like, Peanut Butter Day.
There's a national day
they
for
have,
everything.
You know, Strawberry Jelly Day. Yeah. So now, apparently, they're honoring personal pronouns.
How do you celebrate?
I'm sorry. It's international, not just national. International Pronouns Day. So they don't offer any explanation for how you celebrate, you know, a mental illness such as not knowing what your pronoun is.
Maybe you just make a Facebook post about it. I don't know.
I don't know. Do you come out and say, you know, today my pronoun is, you know, I celebrate my pronoun of he/him or...
Perhaps.
I don't know. I don't know. If they're going to do this kind of thing, they need to put out some like guidance, some talking points, so we know how exactly to address this kind of a thing.
Agreed.
I mean, what's next? International Participle Day? I don't know. But it just seems to me, Grace, that there are way too many, you know, of these special days. We used to have what? Mother's Day, Father's Day, Arbor Day was a bit of a stretch. But you got your Valentine's and St. Patrick's Day. So I think we've got enough Earth. Oh, that's where that's where things went off kilter.
Oh, boy.
Even Obama today was Barack Hussein Obama today was celebrating Mother Earth. He was worshiping Mother Earth today.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, it's just I think this is all part of some sort of a deal. By the way, I'm watching right now. I'm watching Paris Hilton on the flat screen here, News Channel. And Paris Hilton is talking, and there's some woman, got to be pushing 60, and she's got purple hair. Literally has purple hair.
I've seen crazier things, Todd.
Not like, not like sweet blue hair grandmas. You know, that's, we're talking somebody dipped her head into like a big old vat of Crayola crayon purple.
Nice. She probably got that color from Walgreens and just did it herself.
So, by the way, heard a story, because, again, I'm at home now. So you guys are at the studio, unsupervised, and I hear that our managing editor, Caleb Park, who's sort of a health nut, a great guy, but he eats very healthy, and he was trying to get you guys to sample the lawn clippings.
Oh,
what
yes.
is that, the liquefied lawn clippings, the matcha?
The matcha.
How did that turn out?
I tried it. He put a ton of honey in mine, so there was a strong honey aftertaste, so that was pretty good. It really wasn't bad. I don't quite understand what all the hype's about.
Again, this is something called lawn clippings. You mow the grass, you get all of it together, and then you put it into a tea.
I think only you call it that, Todd.
It makes no sense. Am I the only person in America?
Only one in America.
Oh, my bad. All right. Well, it is what it is. I have tried it, and look, I took a swig, and it came right back up.
Oh, my.
So that, and I'm just saying, Grace, if you got to pour honey into it, that much honey, I'm just not quite sure that's going to work for me.
Yeah, I think I'll just stick to my coffee. I'm good.
You got that right. Community coffee. That's all I need. All right, folks, stick around. We've got another full hour of conversation coming your way. Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be here. I'm sure she'll have a lot to say as well. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from our Liberty University studios. Hey, ToddStarnes.com. Get the podcast. If you haven't subscribed, you got to subscribe. Trust me on this, folks. You're going to love it. We'll be right back, America.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. I'm Todd Starnes, broadcasting from the comfort of the couch. Yes, folks, I'm... I am somewhat bedridden right now as I get ready to have ankle surgery, and we have set up a makeshift studio here in my home. Grace Baker and Kyle and the whole team back at headquarters making sure everything is going well there, and it's an honor to be able to hang out with you today on the radio program. Marjorie Taylor Greene coming up in just a matter of moments, and we'll look forward to chatting with her. I wanted to give you an update on a story that we brought you in the last few moments of the last hour of the show today, and I do apologize. This day completely slipped my mind. Any of my loved ones in the family that celebrate International Pronoun Day, I apologize because you're not getting a card from me because I forgot, but to be perfectly candid, I had no idea such a day actually existed. But there is a day called International Pronoun Day, which is supported by the Biden administration, the State Department, putting out a message on Twitter talking about why it is so important for all of us to celebrate our pronouns. But they also are using today as... as something called pronoun proficiency. And the State Department is urging us to get it together when it comes to pronouns. While sharing pronouns is not new, it is, and again, I'm reading here from the official guidance coming from the Biden State Department. Many Americans are now using pronouns and posting their pronouns on emails and other correspondence as a way not to offend people. Knowing and using someone's pronouns avoids accidentally assuming an incorrect gender based on a name or an appearance. Back, and again, I'm old school, so if there is a dude and you know the guy's a dude, you say, you call him he or him. But in today's society, a he may be a she or a z or zer or possibly even an it or a plus sign. So the State Department says American society is showing acceptance of the trend. Nearly one in five adults know someone who goes by gender-neutral pronouns. Is that true? Is that really true? Do you know someone who goes by a gender-neutral pronoun? The White House, the State Department, this is a big, big deal for them today, International Pronoun Day. They talk about President Biden and his embracing of the gender-neutral pronouns. During his first days in office, the president signed an executive order banning discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. Quoted as the policy of the administration to prevent and combat discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation. The White House also debuted a website contact form with gender-neutral pronouns and the non-binary prefix MIX, MX. And the Department of State announced June 30th, the U.S. passports will allow applicants to choose male or female gender, regardless of what their other documents indicate. And they're soon going to include an option for non-binary, intersex, and gender non-conforming people. So there you go. Happy International Pronoun Day to you, America. Unbelievable. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us a great American patriot who knows her pronouns, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. How's it going, Marjorie?
Hi, Todd. So happy to be on your show today. It's going all right. Congress is in session, so I just ran off the floor while we're speed voting through a bunch of these suspension bills that are just nuts. But I just heard your segment. Isn't it shocking? It's like we're talking about things that we shouldn't have to talk about because they're just common sense, but yet the Democrats want to force this country to believe things that are just evil and wrong.
And Marjorie, this is one of the reasons why moms and dads, and I think if there's any good thing that came out of the pandemic, moms and dads became engaged in their kids' education and starting to realize, our kids have been indoctrinated. They're being shut. They're shoving pornography and all sorts of other horrible things down the throats of our kids and into their brains. And we're not going to tolerate it anymore. I think that's a good thing that has happened. And that's one of the reasons the Biden administration is so terrified of moms and dads.
Oh, yeah. But what they're terrified is accountability. You see, the American people have finally come to a place where they're beginning to wake up. And they're beginning to get involved like they never had before. So the FBI, the Department of Justice, school boards, city, you know, county, state governments, and even the federal government, they're for the first time facing the American people who have said they've had enough. And I applaud these parents. God bless them. Moms and dads who are willing to go in there and hold school boards accountable for the evil that they are teaching our children, and they have every right to do so because it's their hard-earned tax dollars that pay for the schools and the curriculum. So shame on these schools and these school boards that are shoving this garbage down our kids' throats. And, you know, the FBI, we should defund them if they think parents are the problem. No, truth is, Todd, the FBI is the problem.
No, I'm with you on that. And Marjorie, I know our time is short here. I would like for you to weigh in on Liz Cheney and these outrageous statements that she made, accusing the president, accusing Steve Bannon of being involved in the planning and orchestration of whatever happened on January the 6th, even though we know that there was no coordinated effort, and she has yet to provide any evidence proving her assertions. Your reaction to what's happening on that committee?
Oh, yeah. Liz Cheney is nothing but a liar. She has sold out our party. She sold out the Republican Party. She sold out the people that voted for her and donated to her. And she's really a traitor. She's an absolute traitor. She's using her position of Congress, sitting on a sham committee that is worthless because Nancy Pelosi threw off the Republicans that our conference appointed to it. And it's a sham committee. But the truth is, we have to stand up to that and not allow members in our conference to be lying about the former president of the United States, and also about, we just can't allow people to lie like that. And so shame on Liz Cheney. Shame on her.
All right, Marjorie, I know that folks are pulling you one direction and another, so we're going to call it a day here, and we'll get you back on. We appreciate it. I know it's crazy up on Capitol Hill right now, and we always appreciate you taking a few minutes to come and visit with the audience.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Todd. And I'm glad to come back and keep going, keep fighting, and letting the people know what's going on.
All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it is a busy day up on Capitol Hill, and we appreciate her hopping on for just a few moments. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to get your take on this opinion piece that came out of the Washington Post. First of all, are you, and we have seen this happen here, but have you started to see the empty shelves in your supermarkets and stores? Are you starting to feel the impact of the supply chain shortage? Now, the White House is just laughing all of this off. They don't think it's a big deal at all. And now the Washington Post, and we're starting to see, again, this is all about forming the narrative. And the Biden administration wants you to think this is not a big deal at all. They want you to laugh it off. The Washington Post is getting involved, and they want to shame you. They say that all of you people out there who are upset because there are not enough people to work at the fast food restaurant, there are not enough people to work down at the Chick-fil-A, there's not enough merchandise on the shelves, that if you complain about that, you are a brat. This is the column written by Micheline Maynard. Kind of looks like the, who's the transgender dude who just got named to the 4-star general? They may be cousins. Micheline Maynard writes that all of you people should be ashamed of yourselves. American consumers, I'm reading from the column here from the Washington Post, and the headline is, "Don't rant about short-staffed stores or supply chain woes. Try to lower your expectations." Is that the problem here? Is the problem is that we, when we go to the grocery store, we expect for there to be groceries on the shelves? That's a bad thing? Anyway, here's what Micheline Maynard writes. American consumers, their expectations pampered and catered to for decades, are not accustomed to inconvenience. For generations, American shoppers have been trained to be nightmares, Amanda Mull wrote in the August edition of The Atlantic. The pandemic has shown just how desperately the consumer class clings to the feeling of being served. Yes, imagine that, ladies and gentlemen. You walk into a sit-down restaurant, and how dare you demand to be served and waited on? How dare you? Customers' persistent whines. Why don't they just hire more people? Sounds feeble in this era of the Great Resignation, especially in industries such as food service with reputations for being tough places to work. Rather than living constantly on the verge of throwing a fit and risking taking it out on overwhelmed servers, struggling shop owners, or late-arriving delivery people, we do ourselves a favor by consciously lowering expectations. So that's the problem. when we place an order online, we expect for that product to be delivered without it being broken into a million pieces. How dare you, ladies and gentlemen, how dare you have high expectations? Micheline Maynard goes on, and by the way, Micheline does not list her personal pronouns, so all you Media Matters people, just chill out, because I don't know what Micheline Maynard's pronouns are. Maynard goes on to write, I don't know about where you live, but in Ann Arbor, the luxury of blithely tapping on a phone and summoning a restaurant delivery service that arrives in 45 minutes is over. There's a shortage of food delivery drivers. She says, I understand people are getting frustrated, but it's time for people to take a chill pill. She goes on to call you people brats. Unbelievable. But this is where we are, folks. So you will be. So the issue now is not the fact that you've got a transportation secretary on maternity leave who's refusing to do his job. The issue is not a feeble-minded president who doesn't even know his wife's name and doesn't know where he is. That's not the problem. The problem is you complaining about it. That's the problem. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. In the commercial break, a great time to run over to ToddStearns.com, click on that Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and donate some money to help fight for freedom in this country. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, someone just sent me a note on Facebook. Todd Starnes FNC, by the way, that's our Facebook page. Give us a follow. This is from Gorda, California. That's in the Big Sur area. The price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline. Ready for this? There's a photograph of it here. Somebody was at the gas station. A price for a regular unleaded, $7.59 a gallon. If you're going for the premium unleaded, all you Bill Gates fans out there, $8.49 a gallon. $8.49 a gallon for gasoline in this California town. Mm-mm-mm. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Joan, North Carolina, WSIC. Joan, what's going on?
Well, you were talking about the supply, the food chain, and I have not seen it in the grocery stores yet. However, we went to our favorite Chinese restaurant on Saturday, and we've been going there 15 years. We know the owners very well, and she was joking around with us, but it isn't a joke, because she said, you know, next time you come, you might have to bring your own plates. Now, they serve in styrofoam boxes or these plastic boxes, even Eden. And she said they cannot get the boxes. They can't get the styrofoam boxes. They can't get cups. They're having trouble getting baby corn, water chestnuts. And she said it's all due to the fact that they can't unload the items off the ships. And even the prices that they're paying, they have just your regular shopping bags, the ones you would get in a grocery store. She said they've gone from like $7 for, I think, a couple hundred to about 40. And she said there's just no way she can keep her prices as low, yet customers are complaining that, she keeps raising her prices. And she says, how can I stay in business when all these prices are going crazy, plus I can't get products? And, these people were able to survive during the pandemic due to takeout, but now due to a lack of product availability and pricing, they are struggling. So to call it rats and all this is ridiculous.
Oh, Joan, let me tell you, look, I placed an order. Again, I'm homebound, and so I placed an order yesterday. Joan, the fees to have the food delivered were more than the actual food was. And it's just, it's, at some point, it is not sustainable for anybody. And wow. That's, you know, again, this is what inflation looks like, and it is not a pretty picture.
No. And the worst part about it is that these people, they're extremely hardworking. They just opened another restaurant in a local city near us. So they have three different restaurants that they're trying to supply. They can't get workers to work. The workers that do come in want $15 and $16 an hour. And she said this is just getting to the point of where they don't know how they're going to survive based on what's going on. And, you know, thank you, Democrats.
Joan, this is the reality of where we are going. It is the perfect storm, and I have to hope and pray that this will compel people to get out and vote in the midterm elections. We have a long way to go. We're still a year away, and Joan, here we are a year into the Biden administration, not even a year yet, and the country is in a death spiral. Look, Joan, we've got to run, got to take a break here. Thanks for the great call. And let's hope that restaurant is able to stay afloat. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show from the Liberty University Studios. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Interesting story out of Missouri, just upriver from where we broadcast in Memphis, Tennessee. A veteran broadcaster is out of a job, fired, because she refused to comply with the China virus vaccine mandate. A beloved member of the community there in St. Louis, the television station KMOV, and I have to tell you, folks, I've known a lot of people in the industry who have lost their jobs as a result of this vaccine mandate, especially a lot of folks who work for Cumulus Radio. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are delighted to have with us Kim St. Ange, who is the broadcaster who was fired, ending a nearly 10-year career in TV news. Kim, good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Kim, I want you to take our listeners back to the early days when you found out that you were going to have to make a choice. What did the TV station tell you guys?
They initially came out, this is Meredith that owned the TV station I worked for, KMOV, and they let us know that we would either have to have the first dose of the vaccine, or of course that one shot vaccine, by August 20th. And they said that if we had applied for either a religious or a medical exemption, that we would have to use our own vacation days while they were deciding whether or not to grant that. So I went the religious exemption route, and they forced me to take vacation days that following Monday and Tuesday. And they were coming back with things like, Meredith was saying, you know, we're understanding that the reason you're seeking this religious exemption is because your faith prevents you from any medical intervention. And so they wanted me to sign a document that said over the last year I've not had anything, and they included alcohol, medicine, or any other vaccinations over the last year. I quickly responded and said, that is not at all. My faith as a Christian does not prevent me from doing that. And I reiterated my reason for wanting the religious exemption. Came back again, and we're more or less wanting more. It was, you know, wanting more justification for why I was wanting this. So That was when I went to my church and got a letter from a pastor there. And within 10 minutes of submitting that letter from a pastor at my church, they granted the religious exemption. And that was when they sent this list of policies that they wanted me to adhere to. And it took me one day. I said, look, I need one more day to think about this. I came back to my union representative and said, nope, I do not agree to follow these. I thought it was discriminatory and, quite frankly, ridiculous what they were wanting me to do.
You know what I find interesting about your story and fascinating, Kim, is that you were offered a non-disclosure agreement worth several thousand dollars, and you said, no, I'm not going to do that. Why not just take the money and be quiet?
I think for anybody, especially listening, of course, there's that temptation to want to take it, but this issue is too big right now. This is not about pro-vax, anti. This isn't about that. This is about freedom. This is about anti-mandates, government mandates that are being forced on people and making them choose between careers they've had. I know some people have reached out. They've had careers for 30-plus years, and they're having to make a decision if they want to be able to pay for the food on their family's dinner table or give in to this. And so, to me, That money that they were offering me, while it would have been amazing, especially considering I'm getting married in April, to me it wasn't worth it. My voice being able to stand against this and encourage other people, to me, was more valuable. So that's why I turned it down.
Kim, I want to go back to the part about your faith, because you are a follower of Christ, and this was a big part of the decision process for you, was it not?
Oh, absolutely. There were some scriptures that I repeatedly was saying in my head over and over and over again. Every time I would feel anxious, which was a lot, you can imagine the emotions that I was experiencing. That really carried me through. You know, I fear God, not man. And, you know, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I mean, that, yes, I was still anxious, but that really did bring peace to me to remind myself, like, I don't answer to anybody but God at the end of this. And so that's who I'm going to make sure that I'm following.
I'm curious to know what the reaction has been since you've left KMOV from your former colleagues and also, you know, the folks who watch you on TV.
I've heard from a few colleagues, and I'm not surprised that a lot of people have chosen to not comment anything because their job, sadly, is at risk. So I have had people say in some cases, you know, look, I'm pro-vaccine. We don't see eye to eye on this, but I will tell you, I respect you for what you've done. Or they've said, look, I don't even support the mandate. And I really was expecting a lot of backlash, and sure, I've gotten that on social media, but I really am surprised how much support I've received from all over the country. It's been incredible, just all of us able to encourage each other and say, stand strong in this.
Absolutely. And, again, it is so important. Impressive, the decision you made, and you know the courage that you had making that decision, because you're right, there's a lot riding on this, but you felt like this is what God was calling you to do. And I'm with you, Kim. On our radio program, we're a conservative talk radio program. We don't tell people what to do. That's between them and their doctor and God. That is right. Not my decision to make for people. And we are heading into a very dangerous place in this country when we're giving up our civil liberties. And I'm afraid those journalists, and especially the owners, are going to come to regret the day they did this, because one day they will shut down the journalist and they will use the same arguments to do that.
Yep. Yeah, we've seen what happened with Southwest, where now they're coming back and they're saying that anyone who's now employed doesn't have to get it, but any new employees do. So while I still don't agree with any mandate whatsoever for existing or new employees, it takes a big movement like that. So one person might think, well, just me, you know, leaving this job isn't going to do anything. You know, that's not enough. But it does. It really can send shockwaves. And I think it takes the one person brave enough to do it, and then it creates this ripple effect. So that's, to me, been a big learning experience, too. You know, it does matter. The single person, that matters.
So Kim, you mentioned you're getting married. What does the future look like? Do you want to get back into broadcasting?
Well, TBD for now. I have a temporary job, and I'm going to kind of wait it out and kind of take a backseat to everything that's been happening in my life over the last 2 months. And kind of breathe and figure out my next step. So I'm not quite sure yet if I would go back into broadcasting or in what capacity.
Well, I'm just going to throw this out there, Kim. You know, in addition to hosting, I own a news talk radio station in Memphis, just right downriver, and we don't require mandatory vaccine policies. You don't have to show your papers, and you know, if you're looking for a good journalism gig, feel free to give me a holler.
I appreciate that very much, and amen to not requiring that.
Indeed. And we have free community coffee in the break room. So there
hey,
you go.
Hey, I'm drinking coffee right now. I love it.
I love it. Well, Kim, God bless you. And what a great testimony. And I know it's such an encouragement to a lot of folks out there that are struggling. They've either been through this or they are currently going through it. And, you know, folks just have to stand strong in their faith and know that God is ultimately in control of all of this.
Absolutely. We are not alone. We are in this together.
Well said. All right, Kim, God bless you and best wishes to you and your fiance. And it's going to be an exciting time for you. Enjoy that. And we look forward to hearing you and seeing you back on the TV one day very soon.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
All right, Kim St. Ange, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime broadcaster in St. Louis, in Missouri, KMOV News. She was fired because she refused to comply with those mandatory vaccine policies. Very impressive that she is a person of faith. There are not many people like that in broadcast journalism. But that ultimately was the decision she made, and I say good for her. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks, going right to the phones when we return. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Do not forget, now is a great time to head over to the website, make a donation to Alliance Defending Freedom. We are on the verge, and I would love to be able to announce on the program tomorrow that we finally reached our goal, even though we still have another week and a half. It would be great to announce that, and who knows, we could even add a few more dollars onto the total that we are giving to Alliance Defending Freedom. We'll be right back, America.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
There's a terrible story out of Philadelphia. You might have heard about this on the news. A woman was raped on board a train. This happened in Philadelphia. Part of the their transportation system down there is known as SEPTA, S-E-P-T-A. And a lady was on board the train. And the attacker, we now know, is an illegal alien. So he's in the country illegally. So first of all, I blame the Democrats. If the Democrats would actually get serious about cracking down on these criminal illegals, then this would have never happened in the first place. But anyway, this the guy rapes the woman. There are multiple people on board the train, and nobody intervenes. Nobody tries to stop this guy from raping a woman. The New York Times says the assault lasted 8 minutes, and not a single person in the train car intervened. It turns out that a train worker got on board, saw what happened, called 911, and a cop, they literally caught the guy in the act, and they were able to arrest him. He was charged with rape, sexual assault, aggravated indecent assault without consent, and the list goes on and on and on. They say the guy was homeless. He's being held on $180,000 bail. A lot of people are very angry at the people on board that train car. Why did no one intervene? The superintendent of the Upper Darby Township Police Department, a guy by the name of Timothy Bernhardt, was interviewed. Here's what he had to say to the New York Times. I am appalled by those who did nothing to help this woman. Anybody that was on that train has to look in the mirror and ask why they didn't intervene or why they didn't do something. It's a valid question. And I don't know who was, by the way, if anybody filmed that attack, and you know how people are with the cell phones, instead of actually going and rescuing somebody, what do? They turn the phones on and they go live on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook. They want their 15 minutes of fame at somebody else's expense. But if somebody recorded that, they could be charged with a crime. But I think it says a lot about our society. I mean, look, let's just imagine that somebody walked in. This is Philadelphia, so you know how these folks can be. You show up at a grocery store in Philadelphia without a face mask on, the mob will come after you. But they're not going to go after somebody who's raping a woman on a train? What is wrong with you? And I guarantee you there were men on that train. What does it say about those men that they did not stand up and do something to help that woman? By the way, the guy was not armed. He had no gun, didn't have any weapon, but it doesn't matter. Even if he did have a gun, even if he did have a weapon, if you're a man, you've got a responsibility to intervene and try to save the woman. Yeah, that's something called chivalry. It's something called doing the right thing. But we've seemed to have lost track of that in Philadelphia, the so-called city of brotherly love. So now they're having this huge conversation in the world of punditry and psychology about why these people sat and did nothing. Well, maybe they're just conditioned to wait for the government to come and help. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But it's very troubling that something like this could happen. Very troubling. Shame on you. You know what they ought to do? They ought to make every person on that train car, they should be forced to stand outside City Hall or the police department and wear signs around their necks that say, I witnessed a rape and did nothing. We need to know who these people are. They ought to be shamed for what they did. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Charles in North Carolina. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. Todd, 2022 cannot get here soon enough and for us to win back the House and Senate. But that's a long way away, and I think we've all seen as Americans what can happen to our country in just 10 months. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure we can wait that long. And as much as I know and believe that this election was stolen and that there's evidence to support that, it could take a long time, even if states try to recertify the results. But I thought of something more immediate that I think could be done to correct the problem on a legal ground. Article 4, Section 4, Todd, says, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. And on application of the legislature or the executive, when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence." If what's happening on our southern border does not rise to that threshold of invasion and domestic violence, I don't know what does. And I think this would be a good opportunity for governors like Greg Abbott and Republican state legislatures to petition the government and just say to the Biden administration, we're being invaded. We've asked for your help. You're refusing to help us against an invasion, prevent an invasion, and we're having to deal with it. Therefore, you violated your compact with the state, and in particular our state. And we're no longer going to recognize your authority. And in doing so, they can take it into their own hands to protect the border. But not recognizing authority also extends to vaccine mandates and all these other unconstitutional measures that they're trying to impose on states and take away our freedom. What would you think about something like that, going straight to the Constitution?
You know, I could actually get on board, Charles, I could get on board an argument like that, because I think the argument can be made that they have been derelict and that they have not protected the borders. They have not protected the sovereignty of the United States. And I think at that point, the governors and the states could step in and intervene. I see that would be a – I think there's a better chance of something like that happening than going in and trying to decertify the election, which you're not going to be able to do because, again, the government is controlled by the Democrats. So I think that may have some merit, and let's see what happens there. But right now
– you're talking about 20-some states that are controlled by Republican governors and legislatures.
Sure.
They could all stand together. And, you know, pretty much, Todd, they've declared war on us, the vaccinated against the unvaccinated, and, you know.
No doubt about that, Charles. And if our team would just bring down the phone there, guys, thank you. Charles, hate to do this, but we've got to wrap it up. We are coming up against the end of the show. But it's a great thought. We will pick up on that thought tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great day. Get out there. Be good, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.